Now, this never happens by accident. You've got to put forth a little effort. Remember how John started out? He said you put a little in, you get a little out. Some people put a little in, but they put a lot of energy behind it. They still get a little back. If you put a whole lot into it, you'll get a whole lot back. Now, what I want to suggest, as this lesson comes to an end, I want to suggest that you go someplace quiet, by yourself, and think. I mean really think. Life is precious. There's absolutely no question about it. I think that there's enough evidence just in what we've covered in this seminar to indicate to you that you can have, do, or be the things you want. That was no accident that Paul got that house. It's no accident that he runs the largest agency in all of the United States of America, in the world, with that company. And in a town of only 17,000 people, where the average income is below the national poverty level. That's no accident. That's how Paul sees his people operating. And as a result, everyone benefits. Not just the people in his agency, but all the people they serve. Now, we're suggesting here that you make a written description of the person you're about to become. Now, that's not going to make you that person. We're going to get into how to take that image and turn it over in the next lesson. But I want to suggest that you sit down and you really think. Realize this power is flowing into you. As it flows in, we said it just is. It's without form. You make it what you want. And I'm suggesting that you build into your mind a picture of exactly how you want to live. Don't give any thought to how it's going to happen. We're not at that point yet. One step at a time. What kind of a person do you want to be? Where do you want to be in your commercial career? What kind of a financial position do you want to be in? I can tell you one thing with absolute certainty. When Paul got this idea, he was already winning. When John and I got it, we were miserable losers. And I know that if I can do it, anyone can do it. I've gone into prisons with this, and so has John. We've worked with people who are right down and out. The casts a ways. And we've watched them literally change their life just through these simple concepts. And so can you. But you've got to decide, how do you want to change it? You don't get the house by wishing. You decide, what kind of house do you want? Now, don't just build a picture of being a wealthy person. When Ray Stanford first suggested I could change, that's all I was interested in. And I got it. Howard Hughes did too. But he ended up alone and lonely and in a very defiled body. Now, build an image of being happy, of being healthy, and of being wealthy. And I would suggest that you build into it the kind of an attitude that you want for everyone else, what you want for yourself. And your life will be absolutely incredible. Now, all you have to do is build this picture in your mind. And when this lesson's over, I'm going to suggest you go somewhere quiet and do that. Don't put it off. Do it. Don't wait till tomorrow, next week, next month, 5 years from now. Waste all that time. You do it before you go to bed today. Sit down, take your pen, and right here on page 26, describe exactly how you want to live. And when we get into the next lesson, we're going to show you how to firmly plant that image into this part of your mind, and I'll guarantee you, you'll change. And you'll change fast. Now, you just heard from a gentleman from Pittsburgh, Kansas. He's flown all the way up here just to share that with you, that it does work. Work for him. Now, think. He tried for 22 years. You can tell by looking at him, he's a good man. For 22 years, he tried to get what he wanted, and he couldn't do it. You'll never do it through force. You'll do it through faith and by law. And we're going to show you how to put it in there tomorrow.
You'll have to admit, Paul Huntsey sure changed the direction of his life and that of all of his family with the proper image. He was something else, wasn't he? Well, we're at the halfway point now. I might suggest that before you even go any further, you might want to go back.